Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Mike Richmond's been covering the Trailblazers for quite some time, host of the Locked On Blazers podcast. Give him a follow on Twitter at Mike G Rich. They're about to tip off the season here in 30 minutes. The NBA restart in the bubble, Portland and Memphis. Richmond, we were just talking about what do you think Portland should do? Not what they will do. What do you think they should do? Should they start Zach with Nurk, or should you put Zach on the bench and start Nurk with Whiteside?
You start Zach and Nurk. I don't think it's much of a debate. You start your best center, and then you start your player that fits next best to him. And Hassan Whiteside makes a bunch of money and started every game for him and was perfectly okay, but you need to be your best, and that's their best group.
Yeah, you got an eight-game playoff run here. I'm with you 100%. Follow-up on that, how many minutes per game do you expect Nurkic and Whiteside to play on average? Because it sounds like they're going to go with a small rotation. How many minutes a game do you think they'll play, and how do you think that when they do play together will work?
I think not many, like 8 or 9. I think it'll be short spurts. I think it'll depend a little bit on who they play against. I think against maybe a team like Memphis, who stays like traditionally big, even though they have some shooters who play at the four, it works okay. But in general, I think you saw some of the issues with it in those scrimmage games. Like, I think mostly the scrimmage games are meaningless, so I don't want to read too much into them. But those dudes are centers, and it's tough for them to chase guys around on the perimeter. It's tough for them to remember to run to the three-point line in transition. It has real issues. If you could play two centers together, teams would do it. You know, plenty of teams have 2 7-footers.
Yeah, we haven't seen that quite some time. It's give it to Portland to bring it back and go old school a little bit with that. Mike Richmond is our guest here, covers the Portland Trail Blazers, Locked On Blazers podcast. Give him a follow on Twitter at Mike G Rich. You know, the other thing I was thinking about is the contributions from the young guys, because we know Dame's going to go out there and what he's capable of doing. We know what CJ is capable of doing. What do you think Stotts is thinking on the young guys? Do you think he's going to cut the rotation and keep guys like Nazir Little, maybe even Simons on the bench for an extended period of time and just roll with like a 6-7 man type situation? What do you expect from Terry Stotts with the younger players?
I think the 7 is locked in. The starters I mentioned, plus Hassan Whiteside and Gary Trent Jr. off the bench. I think that's, you can lock it in. Those dudes are going to play 25-plus minutes a night, some of them much more than that. I think Anthony Simons is number 8, so I think he plays each night, but probably not a ton. And then the question is, how deep does Terry go from there? I don't think Nazir Little plays very much. I think Anthony Simons is going to be on a really limited rotation. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think for now, Hezonja is number 8. And they really won't go much deeper than that.
Yeah, we opened the show today asking kind of what fans are expecting and how they think these 8 games will go, and it is all over the map, as you can imagine. Some people saying 0-8, 2-6. Other people saying they're going to go 7-1 and no problem, get that 8 seed and make a run in the playoffs. What are your expectations for Portland over these 8 games?
I'd say 24-0 and a championship parade October 3rd now down talking, Broadway, baby.
Now we're talking.
No, hold on. Hold on. I like the prediction, but you just crushed us because this is the worst year you can win a championship. We can't even go to a parade right now.
That's true.
You can do whatever you want, okay? If the Blazers win the championship, there are no more rules. It'll be you know, phase six or whatever. We'll be partying.
Phase six.
I think they have a chance. They have a really good chance to make the playoffs because they have the best player of any of the teams that are vying to make the playoffs. When you're in a tournament like this, your top talent matters. There is no one who is chasing the eighth seed who is a better basketball player than Damian Lillard, and the Blazers' chances are tied very strongly to him being at his absolute best.
What do you think of all the love they're getting? Because it's not just Charles Barkley doing a funny interview anymore. I mean, Richmond, I've counted like four or five type guys that are national voices that are Isaiah Thomas, the latest one today on NBA radio.
I saw that.
Maybe they're right, but what do you make of them being like the sexiest of picks in the NBA bubble?
I mean, they are that, right? Like, if you're saying who could be a fun team that's out of the dance right now, it's them, and it's them for a reason. Nurk and Zach improve them a lot. Damian Lillard, like I just said, is the best player in the chase. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that they're the pick. But also, like, I watched the Lakers play last night. That team is really freaking good. If the Blazers are going to be not only make the playoffs but be a nuisance to a team, we're talking about a championship-level team that they'd have to beat. And that seems to me like a big ask.
Yeah, especially with a fresh LeBron having 4 months off. He looked really good last night, especially late in that game. But what did you make of Nurkic in the three games back? I mean, first chance we got to watch him, he was expected to return. The league shuts down, plays limited minutes. Just what did you think of what you saw from Nurkic in those three scrimmage games?
Yeah, I mean, shooting percentages aside, he looked awesome. He looked like old Nurk. I believe he called himself Double Beast. I will not be using that one, but he looked very good. The things he does, they miss so much. A big guy who can pass, a big guy who loves to set a powerful screen in a dribble handoff, someone who, he just has so many skills that they missed. And, you know, I think before he got hurt, I kept saying that he's one of the 30 best players in the league. And I don't know if he's all the way back there, but he looks darn close. And they're really going to be happy to have him.
Mike Richmond is our guest here. Covered the Blazers for a long time now. At Mike G. Rich on Twitter. Give him a follow. He's got a great podcast as well, the Locked On Blazer Network podcast. Always looking for questions every Monday, so shoot him a question, and he'll address it on the pod. It just came out in the middle of our interview, by the way. The starters are Lillard, McCollum, Melo, Collins, and Nurkic. So Terry Stotts heard what you said, and he said, damn, Richmond says I have to start Zach. I can't go Whiteside here.
Terry told us that. Terry let it slip. He usually is real strong. He's real tight with it, mm-hmm. but he kind of let it slip like a month ago. So we knew.
Where would you pick them if they could get the eighth seed against the Lakers? Do you think they could push them? I know that matchup with no Avery Bradley, that's what people point to, but do you really look at what they are, despite their record, and see the Lakers and say, yeah, that could go seven games, and at that point, it's a coin flip?
I probably don't go that far, and one of the reasons I think is home court advantage, and not because the Lakers won't have home court advantage, but because if you're trying to pull an upset and you're a team like the Blazers, getting a team on the ropes and bringing them into Moda Center is a real specific advantage. And now you've kind of wiped that out. You don't have that sort of natural, we're finally with our home fans and backs against the wall underdog thing. You just have, you know, they change the background in the arena to have your Zoom fans up there or whatever the hell it is. So I think it's sort of raw talent is going to be what wins. And the Lakers are just really good. So I think six games is pretty reasonable, like a big push. And that's not a knock. That's just they put themselves in a position where they have to play the best team in the NBA, and they do it right away.
Yeah, people also joke last night that the Pelicans couldn't quite fill out their Zoom fan section. Also, Chris Bosh apparently was a Zoom fan last night. I saw that picture.
Kerry Kittles was too. And his Kittles video kept cutting out.
Yeah, come on, Kerry. what do you expect from Skinny Melo? How is that going to work out?
I don't know. I expect him to eat healthy and talk like an old head. I think it's an interesting experiment. I don't think it's going to be super detrimental on most nights, but there are going to be some nights like where he has to guard an elite small forward, like say Sunday against the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a big challenge. I kind of think it's okay. I'm kind of drinking the Kool-Aid as much as I ever have in my 6 years around the team. I'm officially drinking it. So I kind of think it won't be a huge deal on most nights. But I mean, he's 36 and he hasn't been a good small forward for seven seasons. So there's certainly when it doesn't work, it'll be obvious it doesn't work.
You just made my co-host snort on air. That was great.
We got Skinny Mellow, baby. He's Olympic Mellow. He's Hoodie Mellow. He's Banana Boat Mellow.
Two-part for you and get you out of here on this one, Richmond. One, what is the most interesting part of this team? Mine, I want to see them jump. They were fourth. I think they were fourth from last defensively as a unit. We know what Nurkic and Zach can mean for them. So I want to see what that is. What is your most interesting thing you're looking for when you watch them today? And then also, what's your prediction? What do they end up doing by the end of the eight games?
Okay, my most interesting thing is how Hassan Whiteside deals with a new role. I think we kind of obsessed over Hassan Whiteside, the sort of body language king, for a lot early in the season, and he has another chance to accept a new role. And for me, it's not just whether he can be play next to Nurk, it's whether he can play off the bench and be a star as a role player, something he hasn't really done in his career. But if he can, he can be really helpful. And that means that my prediction is that they go 5-3 and they make the play-in game.
Yes. Do they win?
No, because you got to win twice, and that would be beating Memphis probably three times in the course of 3 weeks, and that seems hard.
All right, well, there's the guy to just rain on the parade, but leave it to him. He's one of our favorites. Mike Richmond, Locked On Blazer podcast. Give him a follow. He's covered the Blazers for years now. He's a good friend of the show. He's on Twitter, at Mike G. Rich as well. Richmond, 15 minutes away. Thanks for hopping on, man, and enjoy the action today.
Yeah, see y'all at Phase 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.